Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, we're on Chaf Amud Beis. Top line, Amar Shmuel, and we have Nechemya Milinowitz, who is going to be presenting tonight's lecture.
Amar Shmuel. So first we're going to just read the Gemara, Pashup Shah, and then we'll explain how to get, how to understand. So there's two major pieces in this Gemara that we're going to really have to figure out. We'll start from the beginning. Amar Shmuel. Yachilna letkune lekule gaila. I, in theory, says Shmuel, I can set up the entire galus, the entire calendar. I can set it up. I don't need Edom anymore. I don't think, says Shmuel, I don't think we need Edom. I could set up, I understand the way the moon and the sun, and I could really figure it out based on calculations, and I don't need Edom anymore. Now, would that be permitted or not is really a machlekes, but Shmuel says he is pointing out that he knew the calculations and he was able to figure out the system of the exactly where the moon would be at what point, and he would be able to set up Rosh Chodesh without actually ever seeing it. Amalei Abba Avua de Rabbi Simloi L'Shmuel. So Abba Avua de Rabbi Simloi said to Shmuel, Yoda Mar Hai Milsa, do you know the following statement? The Tanya Besoid Ha'ibur. There's this brisa called the Soid Ha'ibur. Soid either means it's written very, very secretively, either because the different pshatim why they wrote it secretively, either because most people shouldn't be learning it because it's too complicated and people will mess it up, or it's just soid because it just is complicated. The fact is that it's a soid. So there's a brisa called the soid ha'ibur, and the brisa says as follows: Noilad kaidim chatzais, oi noilad acher chatzais. Was the moilad before chatzais, or was the moilad after chatzais? That's what the brisa says. Was the moilad before or was the moilad after? So he asked Shmuel, do you know what that means? Omar lei loy, I don't. Omar lei, so he said back to him, midaho lo yodamar, if this you don't know, ikka mila achrenaisa de lo yodamar. There must be many other things that you don't know either. Right? That was what he pointed out to him, that if you can't figure out what the brisa means by noilad kaidim chatzais and noilad acher chatzais, so then there are probably other things that you also don't know. Kisalak Reb Zeira, Shalach Lehu, then Reb Zeira came up and he sent the following explanations. He said the following two or three halachas. We'll see in a moment if it's two or three. First of all, he said, Tzarech Shiyehei Laila Vayoyim Min HaChadosh. The night and the day both have to be in the new moon. Simple meaning, the way Rashi reads it simply is, If Rosh Chodesh starts after the night started, so then you can't make Rosh Chodesh that day. Since in the Jewish calendar, and this is the Makar, this is the Gemara, and the Gemara is even going to start bringing Tzukim. The night comes before the day. So the whole Rosh Chodesh has to be at night. Rosh Chodesh can't start after the night began. Rosh Chodesh has to start in the beginning of the night, and then you could have Rosh Chodesh that day. If the Moilad, which is the sign of Rosh Chodesh, started after the night, then it's too late and Rosh Chodesh would have to be the following day. This is the Makar, this Gemara, that the night comes before the day, meaning the night in the Jewish calendar comes before the day. That's one din, he said. Vezusha Amar Abba Avuad Rabbi Simloi, and then he said the following din, which he spoke to Shmuel about, and he said the following. Mechashvin es toldosai. We figure out the moilad of the moon. Noilad kaidim chatzais, if the moon was born, so to speak, before chatzais, before midday, biyadua shenira samach l'shkia sachama. It's obvious that it will be seen before shkia. Loi noilad kaidim chatzais, it wasn't the noilad before chatzais, biyadua, it's obvious, shaloi nira samach l'shkia sachama. You will not see the moon before shkia. And this is how he's explaining the din that we learned before of where the brisa, the Soid Ha'ibur, the brisa of Soid Ha'ibur said, Noilad Kaidim Chatzais, Noilad Acher Chatzais. Meaning there's going to be a major difference when the Moilad occurred. Did the Moilad occur before Chatzais or did the Moilad occur after Chatzais? Again, if it happened before Chatzais, you will be able to see it before Shkia. If it was not born before Chatzais, if it was not the Moilad before Chatzais, only after Chatzais, you will not be able to see it before Shkia. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? Meaning the brisa says, if the moilad was then, you'll be able to see it. If it's not, you won't. The Edim see the moon, they make Rosh Chodesh. They didn't see the moon, there's no Rosh Chodesh. Why do we have to tell us when you would be able, in theory, to see the moon? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, la'akhushe sadi, in order to contradict the witnesses. If Bezdin sits down and figures out that the Meilid was after Chatzais, and then two witnesses came and they said that we saw it right before Shkia, we saw the new moon, you'll know that they're lying, because it's impossible for the moon to be seen on the day where the Meilid happens after Chatzais. Where the moon happens after Chatzais, you won't be able to see the new moon. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now, just to figure out, it's really quite simple. We have to just figure out. I'm sorry, I made a little. Okay, we're gonna go this way.
They can see the moon during the day.
We're gonna figure it out. Yes, absolutely. Now,
so when the moon happens, you don't necessarily see it. In other words,
one second. We'll explain. We'll start from the beginning. Okay. We'll explain. Okay. The sun. We're gonna assume going with science nowadays. Science. We're gonna use that, even though many Rishonim don't, but we're going to go with the most scientists that the sun stays in its place, and the world and the, everything circles the sun, right? Just a very quick basic: the world circles the sun, goes all the way around in 365 days. 365 days, the world goes around, and that's a year. The definition of a year is where the world goes and makes a complete cycle and comes back to the place it started, facing the sun in the same direction as it was exactly a year ago. What is a Goyish a month? There's no such thing. A Goyish a month, January, February, March, is nothing. That means there's no astronomical anything that happens that takes place in a month. It's just that they took these 365 days and they divided it by 12. You know, how they divided it, some 30, some 31, some 28. But it's basically, the definition of a year is where it astronomically goes. The world goes around the sun in 365 days. I'm going to really facing this way. It goes clockwise. The world goes around the sun clockwise. We'll see later, it makes a difference. The moon goes around the world counterclockwise once every 29 and a half days. Every 29 and a half days, the moon goes around the world. That is a month. A month is when the moon goes around the world, one complete cycle. What's a Jewish year? Nothing. There's no astronomical fact of a Jewish year. A Jewish year is 12 times when the moon goes around the world, 12 times, then you're going to have a new year. That's called a year. Since it's not exactly going to fit with this, because it's going around and this is going around, it's not going to fit. That's why every approximately 3 years, we're going to have an Ibiar just to catch up the moon with the world in order for it to for the seasons to stem. But again, the Goyish year is the definition of a year. The Jewish, the monthly, the lunar month is what we're calling a month. There's something real about it. It's a month. And, okay, now, the moon goes around the world counterclockwise in 30 days. Okay, now, the definition of the Meilid is 29 and a half, approximately 30 days. The definition of the Meilid is where the moon, or just one thing before, the moon doesn't have any of its own light, right? The famous Gemara, the moon is just reflecting the sun, which means when the moon is here, you'll never be able to see any light because the light is facing the sun, is coming from here, and it hits the moon here, and the world is on the other side of it. The moon is here, so then you're going to be facing the moon, you'll be able to see the complete, you'll be able to see the moon because the sun is reflecting off of it, and then you're in the world, you can see it. The definition of the Meilid is when the world and the moon and the sun are exactly aligned. Now, they're not aligned in degrees, meaning the sun, the moon is either going to be higher or lower. Once every random, it's going to go around, and it's going to happen to be that in the cycle, because the moon is going this way, it's going to fit, and that's when we have a solar eclipse, which is once every many, many years. But if you look, make the cheshbon, the solar eclipse will always be Rish Chodesh, because the definition of the solar eclipse is where the moon is being blocked, the sun is being blocked by the moon. A lunar eclipse, again, is always going to be the 15th of the month, because that's when it's being blocked. But let's leave that for now. The definition of the Meilid is when the sun, the moon is directly in between the world and the sun. That's the Meilid. Now, why can't I see the moon right now? There are two major reasons. Reason number one, it's facing the wrong way. Right? The sun is here. The light face the moon, which is reflecting the light of the sun, is facing this way. The world, you're in the wrong direction. You can't see it. The main reason why you cannot see the moilet is because you're staring right at the sun. The definition of the moilet is, if you would be seeing the moilet, you would be staring directly into the sun. It's smack in the middle of the day, 12 o'clock or whatever time it is in the day. It's in exactly the afternoon. We'll see in a moment how. You're going to be staring directly at the sun. If you're staring directly at the sun, the light of the moon isn't strong enough for you ever to be able to see the moon because it's being blocked because you're just staring in the sun. It's the middle of the day. On this part, when the moon moves to the other side of the world, so then you could face the moon, you could see the full light of the moon, full moon, and it's the moon is out at night, right? It's day, it's night. Now, let's for a moment forget that the world spins also. Okay? We're forgetting the fact that the world spins. Let's just start from here. Here, you'll see nothing of the moon. Here, you'll see the complete moon, right? 15 days of the month, you'll see the complete moon. Here, when the moon is here, what are you going to see if you're standing in the world? You'll see half. Half the moon. You'll see half sun and half moon. When you're standing here, same thing. You'll see half dark, sorry, not half sun, half dark and half light. Here, you'll see half dark, half light. The moon is here, you'll see nothing. The moon starts moving here. Right? So now, if you look like this, if someone's sitting there, and I move it a drop like this, so you see a drop of light with mostly dark. Either this side, I don't know how to do it. Like that. Oh, it's here. Right? You'll see a drop of light and mostly dark. So now, as the moon starts moving here, so now you'll be able to see slowly, we'll see exactly when, you'll be able to see a sliver of the moon from the world. Now, when is this? Okay, now, let's forget this for a second. The world spins. Also counterclockwise, or let's call it from east to west. The world spins from east to west means here, at this point, it's 12 o'clock midday, facing the sun. So let's start a person right here. Okay, right now, here is east, here's west. The moon is starting to rise. The sun is starting to rise. Slowly, he's going to be seeing the light of the sun. Slowly, slowly, now the sun is going to be directly in front of him. Now it's 12 o'clock midday, the sun is right on top of him. Slowly it starts going down, and that's what we call sunset, and then the sun disappears. Okay? Right, so far so good. Now, if the moon is right over here, okay, it just moved a drop away from the sun, when will you see the moon? So let's just try it. Sun, 12 o'clock, sunset, the sun just set, right? Now I can no longer see the sun. Now is when I could see the moon. Meaning, right after Rosh Chodesh, right after Rosh Chodesh, the day after Rosh Chodesh, or soon after Rosh Chodesh, which is a drop off the sun, the moon started moving around the world, you will see the moon right after Shkia. And then the moon's going to set, because the moon is basically together with the sun. Slowly but surely throughout the month, the moon is going to move further away. Now let's take Zion L'Chodesh, okay? Halfway through the, not the 15th, a quarter of the way through the month, Zion L'Chodesh. So here is midday, right? If a person's standing right here, and then the sun set. Now he's going to be seeing, as soon as you have sunset, the moon is going to be right here, directly above him. Zion L'Chodesh, if you go outside, the moon is going to be directly above you. And then it's going to start setting. Meaning every single day, as you move from Beis L'Chodesh, Gimel L'Chodesh, Dal L'Chodesh, the moon is going to start setting right after sunset. Here it's about 50 minutes a day. Here it's 50 minutes after Shkia, the day after Rosh Chodesh, about 45, 50 minutes after. I mean, it's going to be it's going to depend on the time of the year. But let's assume we're talking about Nisan. Nisan, when it's half, let's assume that the days and nights are the same length. And then it's going to move an hour and a half, 2.5, right? Zion L'Chodesh. You make the Cheshbon tonight. I made the Cheshbon, and then I checked it up. It should be setting, the moon should be setting about now. 8:45, which is this minute, the moon should be setting. As you move further on Zion, which is another couple days, the moon will be setting closer to 9:10. When you hit the 15th of the month, which is halfway, now the moon is directly on the other side of the world. Now, exactly when the sun, you're exactly on the opposite side. The moment the sun sets, that moment the moon's going to rise. On the 15th of the month, it's exactly the opposite. The moment you have sunset, you'll have moon rise, and it'll be exactly the opposite cycle, and you'll be able to see the moon, first of all, full, which is what we're talking about, but the main point is you'll be able to see the moon the whole night. The moon will rise at Shkia, and it will set by sunset. As opposed to every other night, the moon's going to rise basically together with the sun, a drop after the sun. Meaning like this. The beginning of the month, the moon is going to be setting right, is right behind the sun. The sun is going to set. Let's just look at it. Let's move the sun and the moon. First, the sun is going to set. Right? I'm just going to explain. If I'm turning the world this way, so then it's going to be that way. But if I'm moving this, then I'm going to turn it that way. Okay? First, the sun is going to set, and then the moon is going to set. As it separates a little further, so the sun and the moon are going to start setting further and further apart until we hit the 15th of the month, where it's going to be exactly the opposite. Moving further down the month, Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, the moon is going to start, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, the moon is going to start rising later. If you go in the end of the month, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, Yutes, you go outside at 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, you'll see the moon start rising. 10, 11, 12, you, all of a sudden, 12 o'clock at night, at when the moon is right here, where it's right before the sun, so you'll start seeing the moon rising at 12 o'clock at night. And as it gets closer and closer to Rosh Chodesh, the moon is going to start rising closer and closer to sunset. One day before
sunrise.
Before sunrise, I'm sorry. Right before Rosh Chodesh, immediately right before Rosh Chodesh, the moon will be rising right before Nates. And then the next day it's going to be here and you won't see the moon. So the bottom line is like this. Now let's read the Gemara. Noilad Koidim Chatzos. Now, okay, well, just one more point. The moon disappears from view for a total of 12 hours. 6 hours, let's call it. The moment of Noilad is 1 second, meaning the moon is constantly moving. The moment of the Noilad is 1 second. When they announce it in Shul, that's actually not the Noilad. That's just the average, what they take from the whole year, because they're not counting on the different times of the year, because it's not a complete cycle. But they're announcing the average when the Moilad would be based on 29 and a half days and whatever it is. That's not exact. They're announcing that second of the Moilad. The moon cannot be seen because A, it's much too, you're facing the wrong direction, you're facing the sun. And B, you're staring into the sunlight, so it's too light for you to ever see the moon. 6 hours before and 6 hours after the Moilad, you cannot see the moon. Starting from 6 hours before, meaning more than 6 hours before, more than 6 hours after, you could still you can possibly see the moon, which we'll see in the next Gemara, only in perfect conditions. After 18 hours, after 24 hours, meaning complete 24 hours, either 6 hours or 18 hours, you will be able to see the moon sometimes under perfect conditions, but normally, before 12 hours, you cannot see the moon. Impossible. It's basically, first of all, you're facing the wrong direction, you're facing the dark side of the moon, and you're staring into the sun. The moon disappears for 6 hours. Now, when do you see the Moilad? A day after Rosh Chodesh? The only time you could see the moon is right after Shkia. Meaning a half hour, 45 minutes after Shkia, the moon already disappeared. Right? Because it's right after the sun's going to set, and then immediately afterwards the moon's going to set. So the entire time you have to see the moon on Rosh Chodesh is right after Shkia. For that 45 minutes is the only time you're going to see the moon. After that, the moon goes below the horizon, just like the sunset, the moon's going to set, and you cannot see the moon anymore. Therefore, says the Gemara, Noilad kaidim chatzais. If the moon set either by chatzais or right before chatzais, 6 hours later, we're talking about on a day where the day is 12 hours and the night is 12 hours. When will you be able to see the moon? Before Shkia. Or Samach L'Shkia Sechama, right after Shkia. Right after Shkia, you will be able to see the moon. However, if it was Noilad after Chatzais, so then 6 hours, within 6 hours, you can't see the moon, because by the time you hit 6 hours, again, you can't see the moon for 6 hours. By the time you'll get to the 6 hour point, it was already after the moon set. Right? Because the moon's going to set 6 hours. You cannot see the moon for 6 hours. The
sun sets 40 hours.
Let's call it clock. I'm talking about a day where it's clock hours.
Okay.
That means the moon will set before you can ever see it, because it's within 6 hours. So you'll never be able to see the moon. That's the pshat in the Gemara. That's what Shmuel, they explained to Shmuel. Noilad kaidim chatzais biyadua shaloi nira samach l'shkias. Sorry. If the sun set before Chatzais or by Chatzais, you'll be able to see it that night, right after. If it was Noilad after Chatzais, then you can't see it anymore. Now, what does it mean, Chatzais? So now is where things get a little complicated.
But the given is that Chazal had the exact time for the Molad.
Right.
So that they're in Yerushalayim Dafka.
Oh, so now we're going to get to where. Now, when I say Chatzais, where am I talking to? Because there's here, and then there's here, and then there's here, and then there's here. This is the world. The world is constantly spinning. When I'm talking about Chatzais, I mean a person who's going to be facing the Moilad. Now, at the point of the Moilad, there's somebody else on the other side of the world. He cannot see the moon for three reasons. Reason number one, it's too dark, because the wrong side is facing. Reason number two, if you'd be able to see, it'd be facing the sun. Reason number three, you're on the wrong side of the world. The only person that in theory could see the Moilad is the person standing here and facing it, and he's too blocked by the sun. But there are people here who can't see it because they're not facing it. There are people here that are not seeing it because they're not facing it. There are people all around the world. Okay? That's the next Gemara we're going to get to. But when the Gemara is talking about Moilad Kaidim Chatzais, what we're referring to is a person who's facing the Moilad. If a person's facing the Moilad, if it was before Chatzais, the Moilad happened before Chatzais, meaning this person is standing here, then you would be able to see it after the sun sets. But if the Moilad happened after you already passed Chatzais, meaning you were here, then by the time you hit 6 hours later, the moon set already. And therefore you can't see the moon anymore. Okay, that's that Gemara. That's the pshat in the Gemara of Noidim Kedim Chatzais and Noilad Ach Chatzais. Move on a little bit. Amar Rav Ashi. Amar Rav Zeira. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman. And now things are going to get really fun. Again? No. But the sun is going to be facing the moon, meaning the world is going to spin. The Moilad is going to happen. We're going to get to that in the next Gemara. The Moilad happens here. This is the Moilad. Now, the world could be like this, and the world could be like this, and the world could be like this, and the world could be like this. Depending on every month, the world's going to be in a different place, depending on where you're standing. That's why if you listen to the guy announcing the Moilad, first of all, they're talking about in Yerushalayim. That's where in the whole world, they announce the Moilad, what time we are in Yerushalayim. If they say the Moilad is 7 o'clock at night, that means this happened when Yerushalayim was at 7 o'clock right here, 7 o'clock at night. Or this happened when Yerushalayim was 5 in the morning. Right? That's when the Moilad happened. This event happened. Now we're going to move on where it gets a little more complicated.
Can I ask one question? Is the Gemara in a supposition that Earth moves?
It doesn't really matter, because either the Earth is moving or the sun's moving. It's the same thing. If the world is moving, it's moving this way. If the sun's moving, it's moving that way.
Right? Does Earth move vertically?
It's not discussed. It's not discussed here. Meaning, it doesn't. All the cheshbonos work out. It doesn't matter if this is the one moving or this is the one moving. The bottom line is that they're moving. They're moving. Which one is just relative. The Gemara doesn't talk about which one is the actual one moving. I'm explaining it based on the world moving and the moon moving and the sun staying still. Amar Rav Ashi. Now, Rashi in this Gemara doesn't make any sense. So I just want to read the Rashi, read the Gemara. I'm going to explain it according to Rashi, and then we're going to try to explain, understand this Gemara based on the Zagbur Sari and the Sfarim that talk about trying to explain this Rashi, because the Gemara doesn't make sense. Rashi doesn't make sense until we explain it. The words don't make sense. Amar of Nachman. Amar of Zeir, Amar of Nachman. Chav Dalad Shoi Mechsi Siara. The moon is covered for 24 hours. Lidi Dun, for us in Bavel, Shis Me'atika, 6 hours of the old moon you can't see. Vitamni sorry, and 18 mechadata of the new moon you can't see. Lididhu, for the people in Eretz Yisrael, shis mechadata, they cannot see 6 of the new moon. Vitamni sorry meatika, they cannot see 18 hours of the old moon. That's what the Gemara says. Again, the people in Bavel could only see cannot see the moon. 6 hours of the old moon they can't see, and 18 hours of the new moon they can't see. The people in Eretz Yisrael cannot see 6 of the new and 18 of the old. Again, Lamai Nafkamina says, what's the difference? Why do we have to know this? Amar Avashi, Lakhushe Sadi. To contradict the witnesses, if some witnesses come and they saw the new moon, if you can figure out these calculations, you'll be able to figure out the Gemara. Yeah, says Rashi. Okay. Bavel is to the east of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi. And I'm going to explain everything, but says Rashi. In the old moon is in the east. Here's what Rashi says. The old moon is in the east. The new moon is in the west. So therefore, if you're standing in the east, you'll be able to see the new moon much faster, because you're much closer to it. So therefore, after 6 hours, you'll already be able to see the new moon. In the west, the new moon, the new moon is in the west. The old moon is in the east. So the old moon, you'll be able to see much more in the east, where you're standing. In Eretz Yisrael, which is much more to the west, you'll be able to see the new moon much faster. After 6 hours, you'll be able to see the new moon, and the old moon you won't be able to see for 18 hours. Now, there's a few problems with this. First of all, the moon is seen everywhere in the world. It doesn't matter where you're standing. The moon is going around the world in the same place. Question number one. Question number two is, Eretz Yisrael and Bavel are not that far apart. To be exact, which is very important for our sugya, it's 36 minutes. Bavel, the east, is 36 minutes ahead of Eretz Yisrael. Those 36 minutes are not going to make an 18-hour difference. It doesn't make sense. We have to just go through this Gemara. The Mepharshim will explain it. We'll explain what's going on.
36 minutes in terms of the times of Nate, 36 minutes of Shkia and things like that.
So now, the Mailad, again, let's go back to what we said. The Mailad is, again, the Mailad is the exact same point astrologically, whatever word I'm looking for, in the world. It doesn't matter where you're standing, where you are, makes no difference. The Mailad is here. This is the Mailad. When you have the sun, the moon, and the world. That's the Mailad. Now, like I said before, everybody could be standing in a different place at the time of the Mailad. But the Mailad happens when the Mailad happens. It doesn't matter if you're in America, or if you're in Eretz Yisrael, or if you're in Australia, or if you're in Bavel. The Mailad is happening at the same exact second. The Mailad is not changing. What's going to change is our watch. Meaning, what time is it when that Mailad, when that point occurs? That point is going to occur in Eretz Yisrael, Bavel, America, China, all at the same time. Meaning this second, when the moon hits this point. Our watch is going to be different. Why? Because the world spins, and therefore, when someone's standing here, someone's standing here, someone's standing here, someone's standing here, they're all going to have a different time on their watch. Meaning here it's 12 o'clock in the day, here it's 6 o'clock at night, here it's 6 o'clock in the morning, here it's 12 o'clock at night. But it's the Mailad is the Mailad. That's never going to change. Huh? Okay. Now, again, you cannot see the Mailad no matter what, for 6 hours before the Mailad and 6 hours after the Mailad. Impossible. When are the perfect conditions for seeing it? So again, in theory, So the Gemara is going to explain now a new thing. We explained before, you can see it immediately after Shkia, which is the perfect conditions, because when the moon is here, this already disappeared, and now you're up to the moon. You're facing the moon. Therefore, you'll be able to see it immediately after Shkia. There's another time where you'll be able to see it, and this is what Gemara is telling us, is that immediately before Nates, right? I'm sorry, immediately after Nates, the sun rose, okay, let's make this guy here, the sun rose, and it's not high enough in the sky, you'll still be able to see the moon starting to creep up, let's say in the end of the month of four, or right after sunrise. Again, the moon in the beginning of the month, in the beginning of the month, the moon is following the sun. It's right behind the sun. Right after sunrise, when the sun is, you know, whatever degree angle, and 40 minutes later, or close enough, the moon is close enough that you'll be able to see the moon. The sun is not bright enough. Again, why can't you see the moon during the day? Because you're being blinded by the sun. The sun's light is much stronger. Right after Nates, right after the sun rises, you'll be able to see a drop of the moon because it's low enough and the sun isn't high enough for you to still be able to see the moon. So right after Shkia and right before Nates, you are the perfect conditions for you to be able to see the new moon. Rosh Chodesh, the Bezdin, the Eidim would go out immediately after Shkia. They would run out and see, right? For all you know, they have to figure out when the new moon was. They could have been standing here, they could be standing here, and then they're not going to be able to see it right after Nates. Depending on, again, where was I standing 6 hours after the Moilet? Because for the first 6 hours, you can't see it. 6 hours after the Moilet, I'm going to be able to see it. Where would I be 6 hours at? Where do I have to be if I want to be standing 6 hours after the Moilet and be facing right after Shkia and be able to see the moon? I have to be on the side of the world between Chatzos and Shkia. If I'm any time after midday, then I'm going to miss it. Because by the time it's 6 hours, the moon already is going, if it's within 6 hours, and the moon's going to set. So the only time I'll be able to see the moon is now. This is for everybody. Anywhere you are in the world, 6 hours after, 6 hours after the Nates, Shkia, and then I could see the moon. Doesn't matter where in the world I am. As soon as the sun sets, the sun is going to set, I'm going to bump into the moon. Now, if it's within 6 hours, then I'm going to have a problem. Okay? Depending on where I am in the world. Now, let's make the cheshbon like this. If I wanted to see the first second after I'm able to see the moon, which again is 6 hours, where am I going to have to be standing in the world? Okay, if I'm standing in the world right here, then the only way I'm able to see the moon is 6 hours later. By 6 hours later, I'm here. When I'm standing here, there's no moon. Right? It's the middle of the night. I'm standing here is where I could see the moon. So let's talk about here. Right? If I'm standing here, this is actually Shkia. Shkia is when I'm standing here. This is 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Here is where I'm standing by Shkia. If I'm standing here, so then for 6 hours, I'm not going to see it. 12 o'clock at night is where I'm going to hit 6 hours. At what point do I have to be standing in somewhere in the world in order for me to hit the first second? The first second when I could see the moon, which again is not for the first 6 hours, where would I have to be standing? Says our Gemara as follows. If I am standing, we're talking about, and this is the Mefarshim explain, immediately right before Chatzos, which is like the Gemara before, Noilad Kaidim Chatzos. Let's talk about a second before Chatzos in Yerushalayim. Okay? Let's assume Chatzos is 12 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock in Yerushalayim. What time is it in Bavel? 36. It's 12:36. 12:36 in Bavel. What time is Shkia? Let's say 6 o'clock at night, right? We're assuming sunrise is 6, sunset is 6. Chatzos is 12 and 12. If Chatzos is 12 o'clock, when will I be able to see the moon? 6 o'clock. right? 6 hours later. If I'm standing a minute before midday, 1 minute before chatzais, right? In Bavel, it's 12:36 on my watch. 6 hours later, what time is it going to be? 6:36, right? 6:36, the moon set already. So that means I cannot see the moon the first night in the new moon in Bavel. Because by the time it hits 6 hours, which again, for the first 6 hours, you can't see the moon. By the time we finish 6 hours, the moon set already. So therefore, 6:36 at night, I can no longer see the moon. If I'm in Eretz Yisrael, where the moilet happened at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 hours later is 6 o'clock at night, Shkia, for the next 35 minutes, I could see the new moon. Says the Gemara, the new moon can be seen in Eretz Yisrael after 6 hours. In Bavel, when am I going to see it? Again, the two perfect times to see the moon are right after Shkia and right after the Nates. When am I going to see it? 18 hours after the Moilid, which is the next morning, right after sunrise, I'll be able to see the new moon.
After the Nates, not before
after
the Nates.
Right. Meaning, in Bavel, the new moon, we're talking about only the new moon. We didn't get to the old moon. That's a whole new thing. The new moon in Eretz Yisrael, I'll be able to see it. Again, we're talking about Noilid Kaidim Chatzais. We're going back to the Gemara before. 1 minute before, we're talking about right before Chatzais was the Moilid. 6 hours later in Eretz Yisrael, I'll be able to see the new moon. In Bavel, I won't be able to see the new moon for 18 hours. That's the Gemara. Noilid Kaidim Chatzais. Chav Dalet Shoy Mirsi Siara. Lidid who? To the people in Eretz. Lidid Dun. I'm just going to stick to the second half. Tamni sari michadata. 18 hours after the new moon is the first time you'll be able to see it. Again, it's 12 o'clock. In Bavel, it's 12:36. 18 hours later, meaning right after sunrise, is the first time I'll be able to see the new moon. In Eretz Yisrael, lididhu, for the people in Eretz Yisrael, shis michadata. 6 hours after the new moon, I'll be able to see it. Now let's go to the old moon. Okay? Because the old moon is a little more, is the same thing, just backwards. The old moon is following the sun. I'm sorry, is ahead of the sun. The old moon meaning the day before the Moilid. When the moon is not new, it's old, meaning it's going, it's in the end of the cycle. In the end of the cycle, the sun, the moon is ahead of the sun, right? Because the world is turning this way, so you're going to bump into the moon first. Which means the moon is going to rise the end of the month, the last day of the month, right before Nates, you'll see the moon rising. You won't, right before Shkia, the moon is going to set. The moon is going to rise in the end of the month, the last day of the month, right before Nates. The moon is going to be ahead of the sun. When will you be able to see it? Again, right before Nates, you'll be able to see it, because it rose right then. Right? After Shkia, you already can't see it, because the moon is ahead. Right before Shkia, right before sunset, as the moon is setting, the sun is sometimes, it depends on the perfect condition, but when the sun is low enough in the sky that it's not lighting up the sky, again, why can't you see the moon? It's because the sun is staring in your face. Because the sun is not staring in your face, right before sunset, if you like 30 minutes before sunset, you might see the moon going down. Okay, that's in the end of the month. So now, again, the Moilid is in Eretz Yisrael, a minute before Chatzais. Right? When are you going, again, 6 hours before the Moilid, you can't see the new moon. Right? When will you be able to see the moon? In the end of the month? The end of the month, you'll be able to see it right before Shkia. Right? So now, if Bavel is, again, ahead, so the old moon, right, the old moon is going to set way before, right? The old moon in Bavel, let's talk at Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, let's talk about Eretz Yisrael, okay? 12 o'clock. When are you seeing the moon? The old moon? The old moon you're seeing again in Eretz Yisrael, what? Right before Shkia. It's six, if the moon is 12 o'clock, then right before Shkia, by the time you hit right before Shkia, you missed it already because you're in Eretz Yisrael. 12 o'clock, by the time you hit right before Shkia, you're within 6 hours, you can't see the moon anymore, right? You have those few minutes. In Bavel, because they're 36 minutes ahead, so those 36 minutes, that's right before Shkia, the last few seconds of those 6 hours is when you'll be able to see the moon. So therefore, says the Gemara, the old moon in Bavel, Lididon, to the people in Bavel, Shis Me'atika. Only 6 hours of the old moon is blocked. Why? Because when are you going to be able to see? In the morning, I'm sorry, the morning, again, in the morning you see, when does it rise, the old moon? The old moon rises in the beginning of the month, in the end of the month, sorry. In the end of the month, the new moon rises right before. The old moon, I'm sorry, rises right before Nates. So if the old moon rose night before Nates, you'll be able to see it right after Shkia. In Eretz Yisrael, you won't be able to see it until the next day because you missed it. Because those, by the time you hit there, by the time you're in Eretz Yisrael, it was 12 o'clock. Was the Meilid? 6 hours before the Meilid, you already blew it. You can't see it anymore because you were within 6 hours. Therefore,
I don't understand. On the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you can only see it right after Shkia.
6 hours? No. 6 hours if you're within 6 hours later, plus if you're going to hit that point of 6 hours later right after Shkia.
Isn't that too late though? Doesn't it have to be the entire day in Rosh Chodesh, isn't it?
Oh, okay. But that's when you'll be able to. But it's always a day off. Because it's 29. Right, Rosh Chodesh will be the No. Rosh Chodesh will be that day. You saw the new moon that day.
I saw it after Shkia.
Doesn't matter when you saw it. The Meilid happened 6 hours ago, meaning the Meilid happened the day before.
You see it now. So I have to see it in a matter of.
And then I run to Bezdin and I tell Bezdin I just saw the new moon.
Which means the Meilid happened in 6 hours.
And the Meilid, how it's happened 6 hours before. And therefore, if you see the new moon, you go in Bezdin, and then today becomes Rosh Chodesh.
The daytime before you saw the moon is Rosh Chodesh?
No.
No.
That day.
It could be that day, theoretically.
You see the new moon, now it's Rosh Chodesh. Right. Now, when the Gemara says, Tzarech Sheheya, Laila Vayoy Me'achadosh, that just means that the Meilid cannot happen at night, meaning if Eretz Yisrael is here.
Well, the Meilid can't happen, but the sighting can.
Right. If the Meilid, if Eretz Yisrael is standing here and it's night, right? This is the middle of the night. Right here, you don't see the sun. It's the middle of the night. You don't see the moon either because it's the Meilid and the moon is by the sun.
The Meilid's happening at night, right? In Eretz Yisrael.
If you see, if the Eretz Yisrael is here, you cannot be Mekadosh the Chodesh, even though you might be able to see it right before the Nates. If the Meilid, right, you might be able to see it, the new moon you can see right after Nates. You cannot be Mekadosh the Chodesh if the Meilid happened after Shkia. That's the Gemara that says, Meilid Kaidim Chatzai, Tzarech She Laila Vayoy Men HaChodesh. It depends how, where they saw it. That's when you get to Rabbi Gamliel, that depends where it was in the sky. In theory, you could, as long as the Meilid happened before the night. The Meilid has to happen before the night. Right, but midday somewhere in the world. In Eretz Yisrael, you could be anywhere. It goes by Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, Eretz Yisrael could be here, which is the middle of the night, when the Meilid happens. The Meilid could happen in the middle of the night. It is technically, I wouldn't call it day, because the world is a circle. So there's no day and night compared to Meilid. The Meilid is a certain position of where you're going to put the moon. Now, just to make it exciting, the Baal HaMaor learns this Gemara as the Makar for the international dateline. When the Gemara says, Chav Dalet Shoi Michsi Siara, the moon covers the world for 24 hours. The Didon Shis Me'atika, I'm not going to go through the whole Cheshbainis. Take the world, spread it out flat. He knew the world was round. He says the world was round. 6 hours. Okay. Okay, so 6 hours ahead and 18 hours behind is that day. Meaning, let's take the flat world and make it straight. 360 degrees. Divide each 90 degrees into 6 hour periods. 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim, says the Baal HaMaor from this Gemara, is where the international dateline is. 6 hours, meaning out of 24 hours, 6 hours ahead of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael, is the international date line. 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim is where he puts the international date line. That's where you start the new day, and before that is the old day. Meaning the new day is
around Australia.
So no, according to this, this is where you get into. So then you have the Chazon Ish, which says that you don't cut through the continent. You're going to go around the continent, but that would put Australia on in the middle. So therefore, he goes around Australia. But if you go a drop to the east of Australia, then you're a day behind. Meaning if you go, if you're on Shabbos into the water, it's Sunday. If you're in the water on Sunday, you're step into the water, you're Shabbos because you're a day behind. But that's this Gemara. The entire Makar and Shas of the international dateline is these few lines of the Gemara of 24 hours covers the world, 6 hours ahead, and 18 hours behind. That's how the Balamar, I mean, it's very, very, the Balamar goes through the whole Shakovatari of the Gemara, what it means, the Didu, the Didun. He says the Didun means for the people out of Eretz, meaning for the rest of the world, the Didu is the people in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's Shis Mechadata, 6 hours of the new day, and 18 hours of the old day. Someone standing on the opposite side is Ladidon, so he's going to have 18 hours of the old day and 18 hours of the new day and 6 hours of the old day at the same time. That's that Gemara. I don't know. I don't know how they did it, but the Baal HaMor learns that's the pshat in the Gemara. So maybe the Baal HaMor was right. Yeah, but he learned that the pshat in the Gemara. That means if you learned the Gemara like the Baal HaMor, so then you learned the Gemara 1,000 years before with the doubt.
It's not important. It was
saying if the Baal HaMor learned the Gemara, so the Baal HaMor could be saying that's how the Gemara learned. Right, so the Baal HaMor, huh? Kuzari also learned it from there, yeah. They don't talk about it. They don't learn it from this Gemara. The Baal HaMor says that this is the pshat in this Gemara. The problem is Rashi. The problem is Rashi. Rashi says that if you're standing in the east, it's going to be the moon is in one place. Standing in the west, the moon is another place. This explanation is brought down by the Achrayin, and they explain how to figure out exactly what Rashi meant. Standing in the east, then you're going to miss it by a few minutes because you're always going to be 36 hours ahead, 36 minutes ahead. So if it happened again, the point is that if you're standing at Chatzos, so then you're 36 hours ahead, you might miss the 6 hours. Meaning by the time you hit 6 hours after the Mailad, the moon already set. That's how the basic shot, as opposed to in the morning, it's the opposite. The old moon, it's the opposite. Bovel is 6 hours. He's going to hit the 6 hours after Eretz Yisrael.
Does everyone agree to the set when you see us that you can see the sun in the Nolad at the same time the sun is out? It's not too hard to see?
It's a fact. The Moilet is here. What do you mean?
The normal way I think most people envision the whole deal is that the sun sets, then you're able to see it. The concept that, let's say, in the morning you're able to see it, even though it's ahead of the sun.
Oh yes, that's the Gemara of you'll be able to see it in the morning. The Gemara says you'll be able to see it in the morning.
The sun already rose.
Right, but it's low enough that you'll be able to see it. I mean, that's how they're learning Rashi. I'm not saying everybody agrees. There's 21 pshatim in this Gemara.
Theoretically, you should have the ability to see this. The sun is still up, and the moon, on the opposite, at night. The moon might be out, and the sun hasn't set yet. You should be able to see it also.
At night? Right, maybe you...
It would be the same, deal. It just depends.
Right, might, yeah. And the Chanami. You might, but that's not going to help us for our Gemara. Because then you're earlier.
For the Gemara,
it's true. You will be able to see it maybe right before Shkia, the moon is right behind the sun, yeah. But for our Gemara, it won't help us, because then it's for sure within 6 hours.
Yeah,
true. Yeah. Yeah, you will be able to see it maybe right before.
I don't understand how, like, you could see the new moon right after Nate, if the moon is rising right after Nate,
because the sun isn't high enough in the sky for the world to be that bright.
But if it's behind the moon, and then the light of the sun is much stronger.
So the truth is, it's going to depend on. Now you're already getting into the Gemara's later of depending on the time of the year. Meaning, the moon could be here. The moon could be here. The moon is
not
the moon is not going
in
the same angle. The moon is running more this way.
Right.
In the winter, it's going to be this later. The Gemara are: does the moon set on the same side of the sun, or does the moon set on this side? Meaning, depending on the time of the year, right? The sun. Let's forget
the
these pictures.
The
sun is either
going to go
this way, and the moon is going to go there, uh-huh. or the sun is going to go there, and the moon is going to go there in the middle of the world.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, the moon could have a much longer cycle depending on the time of the month and the time of the year with the sun. That's where it gets complicated, because the sun could be going there and the moon could be going here, where the moon is a much longer cycle, and the sun could be going directly above us and the moon will be going there.
And it's far enough
or
from
there.
The sun.
The moon could be there or there, right.
Oh, I see.
Well, you'll be able to see
across
it.
Across in the sky,
right.
I see.
That's
the
Gemara
later. Out.
Okay.
Thanks.
Omar Mar. Let's finish the Gemara. Sarach she laila v'yoyim menachadash minala. Right, this is the end of the Gemara. Where do we see that the night follows the day, the night precedes the day? Where do we see that in the Torah it goes the night and then the day? Rabbi Yechon and Omar, may Erev ad Erev. The Pasuk says very clearly that when we're talking about Yom Kippur, it's may Erev ad Erev, from night to night. That's the time where the Torah says that it goes night and then day. Reish Lakish Omar, ad Yom Ha'echad ve'esrim l'chaydesh ba'erev. You have to eat the matzah until the night after the 21st of the month, which is Pesach, 21st, that the next night, by the night, that's when you eat Pesach, until the night after the 21st. That is, it says specifically the night, meaning Pesach ends by the night. My Beinayu, what is the difference between these two Pshatim? Abaya Amar, nothing. Mashmoy is Dar Shemeke Beinayu, just which Drasha you learn it out from, which Pasuk you actually learn it out from. Rava Amar, Chatzois Laila Ike Beinayu. The difference would be Chatzais. Why? Because if you're learning it out from Pesach, Pesach starts from Chatzais. Why? Because the mitzvah of Pesach, the first night until Chatzais, is a deraisa, you have to eat it. The rest of the psukim that say you have to eat matzah are just talking about when it's optional to eat matzah. So when the pasuk says, Ad yoyim echad esrim l'chodesh ba'erev, you should eat matzah, we're obviously talking about the optional one. When does the optional one start from? Only Chatzais. Because before Chatzais, you have a chiyuv to eat matzah. So therefore, in theory, from this pasuk, it would only teach us that the night starts at Chatzais, midnight. Now, this doesn't sound like it makes much of a difference, but technically makes a difference. Nowadays, if the moilad, right, we're not being Mekadosh, I'll be moilad. If the moilad is after night, they won't be Mekadosh the Chodesh that month, you'd wait an extra day. That's why sometimes the moilad is like a full day, more than a day away. Now, if you're in America, the moilad could be a day and a half away, because first of all, America is 7 hours behind Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, the moilad has to be before the night. So it means if you're in America, it could be a complete day and a half from the moilad until Rosh Chodesh.
How does that work?
Again, you're not going to do, if in America you're standing here,
yeah.
Right? And moilad happening in Eretz Yisrael, right. At night. So they won't be Mekadosh to Chodesh that month, they'll wait until the next day. In America, you could be, if the moilad is right after Shkia, or any time in the beginning of the night, they'll wait, that's called a Meilad Zakein, an old Meilad, they'll wait until the next day to be Mekadosh to make Rosh Chodesh. In America, you could be a day and a half away from the new moon, from the Meilad, until it's Rosh Chodesh. That's why sometimes you hear them announce the Meilad, and it's like a day and a half away. It's because the Meilad happened right after Shkia, and once the Meilad happens after Shkia, we're not Mekadosh to Chodesh that day, because it is Gemara. That's part of the calculations.
I thought the reason was because they make a drasha that you're allowed to manipulate the months if you need to.
No, that's not why the Meilad is so far away from Rosh Chodesh.
Well, that they purposely made Rosh Chodesh when it was not supposed to be.
That's true, but that's the answer to what, which question?
Why it could be so far away from the Meilad.
No, but not so much. I mean, it could be that's the answer, but I'm saying in a technical way, they cannot make Rosh Chodesh if it's within. If the Meilad happened at night, you can't make Rosh Chodesh that day, right? If the Eretz Yisrael is here, actually this is night. If Eretz Yisrael is here, and then the Meilad happens, you're not going to have Rosh Chodesh that day. Okay, should we stop here? We'll go to the next Gemara.
Yeah. All right. That's great.
Did I record it?
Yeah, you did.
Please convert it to MP3 for those who would like
hey,
it.
Hey, so if you go outside, no, we just missed it.
the moon set about 25 minutes ago.